have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. This Monday again. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. Always. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, busy doing whatever you're doing so you can't sit and watch the show, you're watching when you get home later, you podcast it, right? You can be listening. No matter where you are, you can listen live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. Amazing. So I have a brand new biblical question for this week, another doozy. Another doozy. It's a doozy. But first, it's Monday. I forgot. Oh, I'll get to that in a minute. No, I do. It's Monday. It's female. It's Monday, and every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
Yeah.
We've been lied to for so long.
So long. Amazing. Female Monday. We take all calls, but the ladies' calls as they come in. Let me just tell you about last week we had the question, how can you change your future? Very interesting response. We didn't get a chance to deal with a lot yesterday because of time. But how can you change your future? You change your future by changing your thoughts. Change your thoughts, you can change your future. It's just that simple. And yet, the most simple thing to do is the most difficult thing to do for most human beings. It is interesting. I'm just mind blown by it. The most simple thing to do is the most difficult thing for a human being to do. Change your future, you change your thoughts. Change your thoughts. So is a man thinking, so is he is, right? Change your thoughts. You can change your future. I promise you that, too. I'm not just saying it just to be whatever. I'm telling you the truth. Why don't you give it a good try and see what happens? It's better than what you got going on. Amazing. And so I have a brand new biblical question for this week. And it's another doozy. It's like a Mamma Mia or La Cecilia Galatians doozy. Are you a single-minded person? Are you a single-minded person? Is you? Is you a single-minded person? I want to tell you this at our Get to Your Cost. Another thing I've noticed over the last 35 years, and you tell people all the time, this is one thing I tell people all the time, and they don't get it. Some don't. A few are getting it, but they don't get it. As an adult, male and female, you and only you, and only you are responsible for you. Only you, as an adult, are responsible for you. No one can change you. No one can make you change. And no one should try to make you change. And no one should try to change you. Only you can do that. And you personally can't do it, but when you find a source that will do it, it'll be amazing. But what I tell people all the time, and every time it's failed, it's mind-blowing. It fails. And people get up in the meetings, they say the right thing, and you think they got it, right? And then the moment this happens, they overreact. They overreact. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. You tell them what to do, and they don't do it. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. We tell you what to do or what not to do, and you don't do it, and you suffer, and you blame somebody else for your suffering. I tell people all the time, you must die in order to live. And you're dying from the ego self, from the false self. And I tell people all the time, when you're attacked, your ego is attacked, don't react. Don't respond to it. Don't react. It's not happening to you. It's happening to the ego. If someone says something about you or yell at you or try to get you mad, don't get mad. Don't get angry. Don't react. Let that happen so you can see it's not happening to you and you die from the ego. Oh, I got it. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. I'm observing, they say. And the very first time someone attacks their ego, they get mad and overreact. And they want to fight with the person. Instead of letting that happen to the ego so you can see it's not happening to you. They get arguing. They argue. They fight. They want to argue. They fight. And they blame somebody else for the way they feel. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life. It's not like they have not been told how to do it, what to do. It's not like I'm not told if your ego being attacked, it's not you. Let it happen so you can die from it. and then no one can touch you. It's not like I don't tell them that. And they'll get up and go about their life, and the first attack, they overreact. Instead of being quiet and going through it. I'm not talking about physical attack. You have a right to attack to protect yourself physically, but you're totally wrong to protect yourself emotionally. You're wrong, and you're never going to be happy. And then you blame someone that they made you feel that way. They made you act that way, and they did not. They did not. It's you. It's in you, and it is you. Because you have identified with. It really is the most interesting. I say, hey, don't overreact. Don't let people say and attack with words or whatever. And if you do feel something about it, you only feel it because you're thinking about it. It's in your head, and all thoughts are all lies. It's telling that you are being attacked. You are under attack. And then you overreact, and you lose. You lose. And you blame everybody else that they didn't protect you. What an idiot. What a lost soul. We have a way to live inside of us, another way of living, a true way, the right way. It's not outside, that's for sure. It's inside of us. And most people would not take it. It is really mind-blowing, especially with people that you know. They go to different meetings and they participate and they testify and they get angry as soon as somebody attacks. Those attacks happen to make you free. They're not happening to keep you in bondage. They're happening so you can come out of your prison of your emotions, of your imagination, your emotions. But you won't walk out of prison because you won't let it happen. You won't let them open that gate up. You're like, no, don't attack me. Oh, you say, I'm going to fight back. I want to stay in prison. What a mess, huh? I cannot tell you the number of times that I've seen this happen. And you tell people over and over and over again, don't overreact. Don't overreact. Let the people yell at our husband and wife. Let them yell at you, but don't take it personal. And they won't do it. So suffer. You are in hell right here on earth. Look at what's happening around you. Do you see heaven? Or do you see nothing but hell? Do you see heaven? Or do you see nothing but hell? You don't see nothing but hell inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. You see nothing but hell. And then you pretend you see heaven. The control that other human beings gives over to someone else is mind-blowing to me. Even before I woke up, even growing up in Alabama, I was taught by my parents, so I was doing it based on what I've been taught. I knew not to let people control me. I knew not to be angry at people. I knew not to even tell people my personal business. And so when common sense came later in my life, it just made sense. It made no sense to people today, and they are suffering, and they are miserable. They have hell on earth. They are already in hell. You don't have to worry about being afraid to die and go to hell. You're already in hell, and when you die, you're just going to stay where you are, in hell. There ain't no way out. You only get one chance, and that chance is why you live. I don't care how late that chance come in life, meaning how late you wake up in life, how old you are, when you wake up, you only get one chance. Why take the risk? Because the way you drop your body is the way you're going to be. And hell below is way worse than the hell on earth. And it's bad on earth. The way human beings treat each other on earth is mind-blowing to me. It really is. It's mind-blowing. I know it's hell on earth coming through human beings. Look at how human beings act. And think about it. 888-7753. You can have heaven on earth, or you can stay in your hell on earth. Because you're already in hell, but you can come out and have heaven right here. You don't have to wait till you die. You don't have to worry about all the hell that's happened around you. Dishonest people, revengeful people, weak people, especially weak men. It's amazing to me how men is so easily controlled by women. And they say they're not, but their actions say that they are, and the woman know that they are. And the woman will play the game and pretend she doesn't know that you are. She has control. You are doing what she wants you to do, but she let you think you're doing what you want to do. And because she can't see, you don't know that. 888-7753. 773-888-77, Jesse. Let me go to a first-time caller, AJ, out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. AJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Everything you were just speaking about is a perfect example of what I've been experiencing, just like feeling like I see the hell on earth. I see the hell in me, how I choose to live in my hell sometimes. And I could hear all the things, feel like I know what to do. I watch your videos all the time. Thankful to my husband for that, introducing me to you. And, you know, it's hard to face certain things about myself, but then, and I try to accept them, but then when I'm faced with the test, I feel like I fail harder and harder. Like when I'm under attack and I'm aware of it, I kind of get stuck there instead of overcoming it. And I feel so strong until I'm in it. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. It's happening right now. And I just get stuck there. And so I guess my question is, you know, I know I need to work on forgiveness. And I think I'm just faking it until I make it. I say I'm forgiving over and over, but I don't truly feel it in my heart. And I don't know how to get there, how to truly do that.
You don't know how to forgive?
Yes.
And did your husband tell you?
He tells me you just do it. You know, it's like you get out of, he basically reiterates what you've been teaching us, like get out of your thoughts. Don't listen to the lies. Don't listen to the devil. Just move forward. You know, be love, be light, follow God, pray. And I think in those moments, I'm so resistant to hearing those things because I'm just listening to the devil. It's like, oh, I've already tried that. I've done that. It's not working. Like I want it to work. Like it's a magic potion. I want it to work right then and there. But I won't even do it or resist to it.
Did he tell you to go and forgive your mother?
He has.
Have you done that?
I haven't done it in the way that you teach us to.
How did you do it?
We've had several heart to hearts over the years.
What's a heart to heart?
We've talked about very uncomfortable things that have happened in the past, and my mom, you know, she's apologized for how she raised us and things she, you know, did and what she could have done. And, you know, I forgave her. I said, I know you were doing the best you could do, but even that, I know in my heart is not true because I feel like she could have done better. I still hold on to those things where, like, as an adult now, I'm like, I wouldn't make that decision. You know, I don't understand what you were thinking when you did that or when you decided to have me. And, you know, all of these different things. So I know in my heart, I don't truly believe it when I say you did the best you could.
And why not? Are you doing the best you could right now in your life?
I would say no, honestly. I know I could be doing better.
In what way?
Discipline and consistency and being obedient, truly obedient to God.
And why you're not doing that?
That's a good question, Jesse. I think, I don't know. I don't know if I guess I don't want to say I love my hell. I think it's, I really don't know. I don't know if it's being lazy. I come up with all these different excuses constantly. And then by the time I just make myself feel so bad about what I'm not doing that I waste so much time doing that when I could have been doing what I should have been doing.
And so if your children tell you you could have done better and right now you can't do better, would you want them to be angry at you for knowing that you could not have done any better?
No.
So why would you not forgive your mother? It's the same thing.
I do want, that's the thing, I want to forgive her. Like,
if you want to forgive her, you will forgive her.
That's true. And I guess I want to feel it in my heart. It's like I...
Feel what in your heart?
That I really do forgive her. Like, that feeling won't come up again.
There's
where
no
I get
feeling
angry
like that.
At her.
Have you, mm-hmm. Do you think that you have a right to judge your mother or anyone?
No, I know I don't.
Why is it that you don't have a right to resent your mother?
I'm not God. I wasn't present in her life when circumstances were taking place and she had to make decisions, and you know, I can understand just for myself, like.
And plus, you're an awful person too, right?
Yes.
And so, in knowing that, why do you, knowing that you're an awful person, what gives you, why is it that you don't know that you should forgive your mother when you need forgiveness yourself by God?
Yes, that's...
That was a question.
I don't know, it's, that's... What I'm working out, it's like I feel like I have it all figured out, and I don't. And that's the thing right there. I don't have the right to judge anybody when I myself am. If God judged me right now, I'd be a mess. Like, I'm a mess, you know? So I have no right to judge.
And so knowing that you're a mess, you're no better than your mother or anyone, why can't you forgive? Why won't you forgive?
Well, after you asked me that question, it makes it a lot easier to be able to. I feel like I just got clarity on that. Just, I need to offer grace just like God offers us grace.
Who is grace?
Each and every day.
Grace and mercy.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a lot to work on, Jesse, because I see myself this not being able to forgive. It leaks into, it's been, I don't want to say ruining, but it's been affecting my marriage. And, you know,
it is ruining your marriage. That's the only thing anger, unforgiveness can do is ruin. It doesn't build up.
Right.
You have children?
No.
Thank God.
I know. And that's the thing. I'm trying to, my husband and I, we're, you know, we want to set a strong foundation for the family that God's will be done. We get to build together because we're seeing how, you know, these things play out, how we've been affected by our own parents, you know. These things, this is the world we're creating. We're responsible for replenishing the earth. And so it's like...
But AJ, if you want to be free, you can be free. The only thing that keeps you in your misery is you. You're unwilling to forgive your mother. And have you forgiven your father?
No.
And so how do you expect to be free? You don't want to be free. Because if you want to be free, you know the key to beginning of freedom is to forgive so that God can forgive you. And you won't do the one thing that has to be done if you want to be free.
Right. I need to figure out how to get in touch with my father, but I think with my mom too, if I'm explicit with her in my honesty and forgiveness, I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Then you don't love her.
And that's true too, because all things should be done in spirit and truth. And
you don't love her, because how can you think of her feeling? Feelings are evil. They're not good. They're not necessary. You're not happy with your feeling. Why do you think your mother's happy with hers? How can you hurt something that is already hurting her? Anyone that has anger has feeling, and anyone that has feeling are miserable.
That is so true, and that is really clicking for me right now. That's so much is making sense.
You're listening to the devil tell you, oh, you're going to hurt her feelings. Either you're going to be one with God, or you're going to stay one with evil. And evil is telling you, oh, you're going to hurt her feelings, you're going to cry, you're going to be mad. Why are you concerned about that at all? You know feelings are not necessary. Why would you protect her from the very thing that she needs to overcome?
I guess that's my own fear, just thinking about it. Like, puts me back in a place of, you know, being a little kid where I'm so worried about how she's going to act and react, and then I have to be responsible for making it better. But I'm not, you know, because you're right. Those feelings are not real. It's not.
You can't make it better. You can't make another person's life better. Look at your life. It's miserable.
Right.
And you have a husband that sounds like he's trying to work with you.
He's so much patience, and I know I've been driving him crazy, and I don't want to do that.
Why does he stay with you?
I would say love, you know, but I truly believe it's a blessing from God, because he's been the one person in my life who's been honest with me about who I really am. He told me the truth. He hasn't been passive aggressive with me, or, you know, fake nice with me. He's really introduced me to, I think, the real world. Like, he,
and
in a lot of ways.
Yet you won't obey him.
I know. It's a mess, Jesse.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I started doing it again. I'm really struggling with my thoughts when I'm doing it. It's just silencing.
So are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
So then you love you. You don't want to be free. Because your husband can tell you all day long, as I'm telling you, you got to forgive. Emotions are not. That's the ego nature that you need to die from. But you're going to be like most people. You're going to protect the ego rather than let it be hurt so you can be free. Until you're ready, there's nothing your husband or I can do about it.
Right.
You know what to do to be free, and you, like most people, you won't do it.
I hear that. So I have to face that truth.
Here's what I recommend. You do the silent prayer. Go and forgive your mother. Forgive your father and start moving on with your own life.
Right.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate everything you're doing.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment.
You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. To me, that the simplest thing to do to be free is what most people will not do. And you tell them over and over, Sunday after Sunday, man form after man form, lady form after lady form, hey, let whatever needs to happen to your ego happens. Not to you physically. Don't let people attack you physically. But I'm saying ego-wise, let it happen. It's not happening to you. It feels like you because you so identify with it. And most people do very well until that happens. I've seen it over and over and over again. So suffer. For those who want to be free, you have a way out. Forgive. I'm busy. Busy day today. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com. At 9 a.m. Pacific time. And then from 9 to 11, at 11, Joel Friday TV. He black. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. 12 noon, the American Anchor, baby. Energy given to him. It's not a loan. It's given to him. God said, I will give you this, my son, and you can keep it for the rest of your life. It's not even a loan. And when you come home to me, and the angry baby done that on the way home, you can keep the energy even more so. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. And at 2 p.m. today, a brand new episode of Punchy's TV.
Bradley Martin's Raw Talk. He has Lily Phillips on.
Hello, my name's Lily.
That's she Lily. Slept with somehow. She fell asleep so many times in a day.
First of 100. Did she do 1,000?
Which Phillips the numbers don't make sense, man. Like, the mathematics.
They're not adding up.
I don't think of mine as detrimental. I'm doing charity work out here.
What
the? She's ahead of the curve is what she is. We want this. Even the Red Pill guys want this. Lily Phillips is a perfect creation.
Whoever Ella Phillips is. What the? At 2 p.m. today. Check it out. All right. You're going to love it. Punchy.tv. It's on YouTube and Punchy.tv. And a quick reminder, get your Punchy coffee. Punchy's coffee is good. And every dime goes back to my nonprofit, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding a Man. We've been doing it now for the last 35 years. Or if you're black, 35 years. So Punchy's Coffee. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/coffee. shop. Rebuildingaman.com/shop, all right? I wanted to show you this. Hell on Earth. It's Hell on Earth. And then I get back to you, super chats and calls. I want to show you Hell on Earth. You know what's so shocking to me? Well, not shocking anymore. It was shocking when I first realized it. I didn't know how evil human beings, the nature of human beings are. Human beings can be, and they are. And I didn't know that you cannot trust a human being because a human being, due to the fact that they are evil, will turn on you just like that. They can be like friends or married, and the moment you say something or disagree with them, they turn just like that, and they become your enemy. Y'all know that to be true. They instantly become your enemy. It was like you never knew them. And then they claim, they'll blame you for the way they feel. You're like, I'm not in your head. I'm not in your body. I'm not making you feel anything. You feel that way because it's in you, dummy. This should not be happening in my country. Literally. I hope Donald Trump, the great white hope, deport all these people at an instant. If there's one thing that I want him to do, is deport these people from my country. These people are bad for America. They have something in America called Palestine Liberation Army. In America, that like makes you scared. Palestine Liberation Army on the campuses in America. What are they doing here? And those kind of people are nasty, evil, vicious, desperate people. And they have allowed these people to come into America and go to the universities, and they protest, and they are calling it Palestine Liberation Army. They did that in their countries, in those foreign countries, and we knew it should be here, and now it's here. Why and how did it happen? This is CBS News. Thousands of protesters packed Daley Plaza on Saturday. Staging the biggest protest in Chicago since President Trump took office. Watch this CBS News.
Video behind me, the biggest protest in Chicago since President Trump took office. A significant crowd spilling out of Daley Plaza and filling up the streets of Chicago. The anti-Trump hands-off protest, as it's called, was one of hundreds taking place simultaneously nationwide. Arnold Brennan was on the ground speaking with protesters about their biggest concerns.
I haven't seen a demonstration this big in Chicago ever.
Like oceans of people.
But it looks like this entire square is full.
When a protest gets too big for Daley Plaza, people stand where they can.
In the middle of the street.
This crowd stands against President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk.
We will not be silenced.
Their message is hands off. A protest against the administration's actions to cut government jobs, shutter agencies, deport immigrants, impose tariffs, and more.
I am concerned about people being kidnapped off the streets and shipped to hellhole prisons. I am concerned about our economy tanking. I'm concerned about the fact that we have a president who doesn't care about people.
So think about that. We finally have a president that does care about people, and he's working on your behalf, deporting illegal aliens, bringing back job, the tariff thing. He's finally doing what he said he would do, and it's for the American people. So hands off what? Hands off the illegals? Hands off Palestine Liberation Army? Hands off the criminals from El Salvador? hands off from government waste, hands off from other countries charging us up the yang game for products that we could build up. Hands off of what? Do you think these people, they know what they're doing? Or is someone paying them, or they followed somebody else who's been paid to do this stupid stuff in their own country? They have no clue of what they're doing. The very thing they should be praising the president for, because it's what they are against. Our country has been in a mess the last 8, 9, 10, 20 years. It's been a mess. American people have been suffering crime and taxes and bad economy. And they are mad about it. Do you think these people know what they're doing, or somebody is organizing them, since most people will not stand alone? Human beings have no love. There was this woman that was allegedly killed by an illegal alien. I believe her name was Lincoln Riley or something like that. Do American people care about her? Or they care about the illegal that killed her, that were accused of killing her? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. This here's more from this stupid rally in my country. New York Post, an activist at an anti-Trump hands-off rally proudly declares sanity. He is an immigrant. He's undocumented, unafraid, a queer, and unashamed. Now, they need to find, he's at their rally. Go over there and get him. You know where he's located? He's right there. Send that truck over there and put him on that airplane and send him to El Salvador. Watch this from the New York Post.
My name is Graysa Martinez Rosas. I am an immigrant. I am undocumented, unafraid, queer, and unashamed. I lead the organization, the most beautiful organization called United We Dream Action. We are the nation's largest network of immigrant young people fighting for queer rights, immigrant rights, and the rights of everyday working class people. I wanted to take a moment and say high five to your neighbor. Y'all have been here for a while. Say, hey, what's up, neighbor? We're doing this. We got this. Yes.
And somebody let this in our country. Think about that. Somebody let this foreigner, illegal alien, come into our country and do this. And they're not afraid of being deported. Does that make sense? And she's not even ashamed that she weighs 400 pounds, it appears. Just think about that. This is happening in America. And the people protested in support of this. And I can't get over the white people protesting with these people in their own country, and these people don't like them at all. That's not going to make the people like the illegal aliens like them. And they are protesting their own destruction, supporting their own destruction. Did you ever for a moment think that this could happen in America? I knew it was happening in Europe and other white countries. But I had no idea that this was possible in America. And it is. One other thing I never had any thought for a second that this would happen. Did you ever think that one day a person can be accused of killing someone else, and then they go and somebody would go and get a GoFundMe page and support the accuser killer? How do you do that? in America. Some of you remember one of the saddest stories we have reported to you in 2025. This is from New York Post. A fundraiser. Remember I told you about a black boy in Texas at a track meet? A track meet. Who take a knife to a track meet? Tell me that. When you take a knife to a track meet, you have something else on your mind already. You ain't going there to run track. That's for sure. And we told you about this black guy who was accused, allegedly, of killing a twin brother, white guy. And now somebody got a fundraising thing for the accused killer in the United States of America. New York Post, a fundraiser for the Texas team accused of fatally stabbing Austin Metcalf and leaving him to die in his twin brother's arms has raked in over $60,000 as of Sunday. As the team maintained, he acted in self-defense. If this is not black and about black and white, about racism, I don't know what it is. Watch this from Fox News.
My world's a little shattered.
An argument over where Anthony was sitting while the meet experienced a rain delay sparked a confrontation between the teen and Metcalf. According to arrest paperwork, Anthony sitting underneath Metcalf's team tent. You could see it from the air when we flew over the crime scene. Metcalf from Memorial High, Anthony from Centennial. A witness telling police Metcalf told Anthony to move from under the team's tent because he didn't go to their school. The witness telling police Anthony grabbed his bag, opened it, and reached inside and proceeded to tell Austin, "Touch me and see what happens." Investigators writing that Metcalf grabbed Anthony to tell him to move and that Anthony pulled out a black knife and stabbed Austin once in the chest and then ran away. When officers arrived, the knife was found and police say Anthony admitted to what happened, but said this to police: "He put his hands on me. I was protecting myself," even asking another officer if what happened could be considered self-defense.
What do you expect? If you're caught, the best thing you're going to do is try to lie your way out of it.
Metcalf's father telling me self-defense is not a reasonable excuse.
The truth will come out. There were too many people that were there that saw what happened.
Amazing. The unfortunate thing in America today, you're allowed to kill white people. You're allowed to do it. The law protects you from it. And then people who hate white people build a go-to front page for you because you're allowed to do whatever you want to white folks in America. And most people know white people are not going to say anything. They're not going to say anything. They're afraid of being called racist in a white country founded and built by white people. That's just reality. According to this report, Austin Metcalf killer has now raised over $100,000 so far on a single Give, Send, Go page. Watch this.
Yeah, it says here, Give, Send, Go. As you can see on his page, it says Help Carmelo Official Fund. And their goal is $150,000. It doesn't say for what, but they said they've raised over $100,000 so far. Campaign created by the Anthony family.
Amazing, huh?
You know, I wanted to add this in, Jesse, and I wanted to confirm
this
reporting.
That's the boy that he was accused of killing. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to confirm this before saying this, because they were talking about what he said to the cops about protecting myself. But here in the New York Post, they left this out that he also said to the cops, "Ain't no alleged I did it."
That's in the New York Post?
Yep, New York Post. "I'm not alleged. I did it," 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony chillingly told police in Frisco, Texas.
It's going to be interesting to see the outcome of this case. Unfortunately, in America today, you can do this to the white. You can't do it to the blacks. The black can do it to the blacks, but you can't. White people can't do that to the blacks and get away. What a mess, a battle between good and evil. It's a spiritual thing. And my country's gone. I got a call from someone yesterday. Jesse, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. I'm trying not to. I'm looking at what's happening in my country, and it's scaring me, they said. What should I do? My answer to that, you got to overcome the world. If you don't overcome the world, you won't be able to endure to the end. You will be destroyed because you're an emotional person. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Jamil from Canada says it's Black Friday.
Black Friday every week. Friday. Thank you, Jamil. Amazing.
I could dwell on what's wrong with the blacks, but I'm too focused on what's wrong with me. Take that, Satan. Do it for the thrill. What the?
Right on.
LOL.
Nice. Thank you.
Charlesse says, hey, Jesse, that caller Damien on Bible Thumper Thursday last week sounded like he was only helping his parents to get inheritance. Example of how you always say family hate each other. This is Charlesse.
Oh, we read that.
Did we? So says you. I don't remember.
But just in case, I know we read it, but just in case, thank you.
Thank you, Charlesse.
Yeah.
Not Archangel Gabriel bought a coffee. Hi, all. I, too, have wondered why the races of the world seem to want to be white. Even some Jews want to be white. In Israel and the West, Jewish women would get nose jobs to look more white, ski slope being the most common, and dye their hair. In Hollywood, they change the surname to sound European. Is the genetics of whites or the success of the whites what the races seem to look up to you? Do you know?
It's funny. It's interesting in that there are white people now who hate the Jews and not recognize that the Jews want to be them. Not all Jews, of course, but most want to be like them. And they hate the people who want to be like them, saying that they're holding them down. I rest my case. Go figure. Thank you.
Sorry for the non-pithiness, Mr. Hake, says not Archangel Gabriel. Commander Kim asked, happy Pakistan Day? More like happy marrying your cousin day, but I can't laugh too loud because I live in Michigan where the Muslims already took over Dearborn and Hamtramck.
Isn't that amazing? So they're going to, like they've done in Texas, or want to do in Texas, they're going to build a Muslim city in Detroit after a while. At that portion of it, and you won't be able to go over there as an American citizen. The police won't be able to go in there. It's going to happen. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for the rumble rant, Commander Kim. Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Eli Jaw, Jake Hudson, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters. That's Friday's Super Chats.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me take a break. When I come back, your phone calls, and we'll finish the Super Chat. And Hate has a get a job. And get a job is amazing. One of the most talented men I know, though I've never met him. Isn't that amazing? Quick break. Hate News is coming right now. And I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
The Naval Academy has dropped some social activist books from Nimitz Library, whatever Nimitz Library is. And that's a good thing. Some of these black females and other females writing these history propaganda books. And the Globo Homo Markets overreacting to our greatest president's righteous actions on the tariffs. So cool. And a little update on Israel. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, April 7th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys, but you can call in every so often, okay? Call in every so often, just in case a line opens up, or as you hear JLP wrap up with another caller for a chance to get on hold to get on air with JLP. It is Hake News, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the U.S. Naval Academy has removed 381 books from the Nimitz, N-I-M-I-T-Z, library to comply with our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's administration's decision to remove DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, communist buzzwords, efforts from the federal government. Among the texts that cadets no longer allowed to access from that library, anyway, they can go on the internet and get it themselves, are I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou, Our Time Is Now, Power, Purpose, and the Fight for a Fair America by that woman who, that sore loser, Stacey Abrams, who tried to run for governor in where, Georgia somewhere, and Memorializing the Holocaust by Janet Jacobs. So I don't know if some of this is malicious compliance or if it's righteous compliance, but either way, I'm happy. And the global markets, Globo Homo Markets, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's, is escalating trade war, really self-defense for America, continued to cause turmoil today across world financial markets. They're too used to the old way. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index closed 7.9% lower. Nice. Deserved it. And Shanghai Composite Index ended down more than 7%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index tumbled nearly 12%, while South Korea's Kospi finished 5.6% lower. That's a good thing. In Europe, Germany's DAX opened up 9% down, and London's FTSE about 5%. Good, good. The picture, supposedly grim, that's just as grim, is the words from Commie Nonsense, on Wall Street, stocks set to open sharply lower, putting the S&P 500 on the precipice of a bear market. That's when it's going down. A decline of 20% from its peak and an ominous sign for investors and perhaps the broader economy. Sometimes you gotta suffer to do what's right a little bit, you know? And Israel, it's been a month since Israel cut off humanitarian supplies from the Gaza Strip. And without that much-needed aid, the living situation of 2 million civilians, who are still over there, has rapidly deteriorated. In the past few weeks, Israel's renewed bombing campaign has claimed hundreds of lives and displaced more than 280,000 people, more than a quarter million, according to UN officials, without access, communist buzzword, to food, fuel, and clean water. Hunger in Gaza is worsening, okay? And it could lead to famine, whatever that means, but you don't want that. A lack of basic infrastructure, another communist buzzword, and sanitation could also spark outbreaks of disease. The Mama UN and other aid groups have accused Israel of violating international law, which is a meaningless term, by blocking the flow of aid into Gaza and using starvation as a weapon of war. On Sunday, Israel announced they would continue to withhold aid to pressure Hamas into releasing more hostages and would impose new conditions on the extension of the ceasefire agreement. I thought all was fair in so-called love and so-called war. I guess not, according to the UN and the Globo Homos. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Thank you. had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, are you a single-minded person? Are you a single-minded person? This question is like, what? No. It's so deep. It is so deep. You can get involved. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And you can podcast all the show, but thank God you don't have to miss a show. No matter what you're doing and where you are, you can still listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. No matter anywhere in the world, any time of day, you can be listening. And you can podcast by going to our listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. I think that's it. It's Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls, but the ladies' calls as they come in. Mondays is and will always be, let it be written, let it be set, let it be known, Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. I mentioned the Austin Madcap killer in the last hour, and that in America today, unfortunately, it's not a fair playing game for whites in their own country. You got to realize that. You need to realize this. This is so deep. White people founded and created the greatest country in the whole wide world. And then they allow other people to come in. That's a big mistake. I'm going to change the Constitution when I become president. It's going to only be for Americans who are born here. Nobody else can come. But they created the greatest country, and now they are a prison in their own country. How did that happen? Rather than being mad at the Jews or anyone else, you need to be trying to figure out how that happened. And what can we do to make it great again? Donald Trump is not the only one. He's working on it, but it takes more than one. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby, to make a dream come true. It takes two. And this, it's going to be interesting to see how this Austin Metcalf killer thing turns out. I don't know if he's guilty or not. I wasn't there. But I'm just saying, it's interesting. Back in, some of you might remember back in, there was a 27-year-old black Dunkin' Donut manager who punched a 77-year-old white man in the face for saying the N-word, killing him. You know what he got? House arrest. And probation. Back in 2022, according to the Washington Post. Do you think, had that been the other way around, the white man would have gotten house arrest and probation? That's from the Washington Post. I want my country back. This is hell on earth. I'm wondering, and maybe y'all can help me. I'm black and slow. I don't claim to know everything. But I'm wondering out loud. I'm black and slow. I'm seeking help. One thing about me, I don't mind asking for help if I need it. Or when I need it, if I need it. What is going on with these females taking their clothes off in airports and on airplanes? What is it that we're supposed to be seeing? And what is it, what are they trying to prove? And most of the time, not all the time, it's the women who are fat. They're not even sexy. You know, at least you're going to take your clothes off. Be fine. At least be fine. Don't be fat and flabby. And if you got to take your clothes off, I don't know why you would do it, period. But ladies, if you got to take your clothes off in the public, at least be fine. Easy on the eyes. But for some reason, it's these unhappy, fat, flabby women who are going, taking their clothes off in the public. What are you trying to prove? Did y'all hear about this? According to the New York Post, a woman at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport stripped down mid-argument this week in a head-turning moment, joining a crowd, growing trend of in-flight and in-airport undressing. What? Close your eyes, kid. You don't even want to see this one. It's so bad. Watch this from Instagram. See how fat and nasty that is? At least be fine, ladies, if you got to take your clothes off. Who want to see that? In the airport, this is hell on earth. Hell on earth. Hell is right here on earth inside of human beings. And they are bringing out what's inside of them. What's that word called it? When you bring out what's in you?
To project.
Projection. That's all that is. Hell is inside human beings. Some overcome, most don't. And they project it out onto you, onto the world. Onto the world. And white people, why are you white women sleeping with the kids at school? This is hell on earth. You can have heaven on earth if you want. but you got to come out of the world and live from within. I want you to know for sure and without a doubt, there's a heaven inside of you. It's inside of you. And if you want to go to the heaven above when you drop your body, you got to enter the heaven inwardly first. Just think about how you going to get to the heaven above if you have not entered the kingdom of heaven at hand. Think about that. How will you enter the kingdom of heaven above you if you have not entered the kingdom of heaven at hand right here? What is going on with the white women? Where are the white women? WGN News, a special education teacher and soccer coach at Downers Grove South High School, is facing three sexual abuse charges after allegations involving a 15-year-old. Watch this from CBS Chicago.
A high school teacher at Downers Grove South is facing charges after being accused of an inappropriate sexual relationship with a student. 30-year-old Christina Formella is a tutor and a soccer coach. She is charged with multiple felonies, including aggravated criminal sexual abuse. The victim, a 15-year-old boy, and the alleged says that the alleged abuse occurred during a tutoring session in 2023. Investigators say the victim's mother discovered that alleged abuse after seeing a message thread on her son's cell phone. Formella appeared in court this morning and was released until she's due back in court in April.
Amazing. Hell on earth. It's right here. I'm scared to go to hell. I don't want to die. I don't want to go to hell. You're in hell. Wake up. Wake up. No more sleeping in bed. Here's a newly released body cam footage of the teacher being arrested.
You don't have anything on you? You can just grab whatever you need.
Whatever I need?
Yeah, whatever you need, like your phone, your purse, go ahead and grab it.
Is she going somewhere? Or?
Yeah, we're going to explain everything to you guys, so go ahead and turn around for me.
Excuse me, is my husband coming with?
Yes, he's taking his phone number down. We're staying in touch with him. We're just going to Downers Grove, 10 minutes away.
No, I know, but I really would prefer that my husband's with me.
Of course.
Am I in trouble? Like, I'm so lost right now. I'm...
Sure you don't want a tissue or something?
I'm feeling I'm going to throw up.
You want a bag?
Yes, please.
All right.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean, in my husband coming with? Is it with me or what? Am I husband coming with? And he never did move out. He letting her drive, no wonder. He over the woman's seat. She getting arrested. He doesn't move. My husband coming with? Is he coming with? But you notice he was in the woman's seat and she was driving. No wonder if it's true. I don't know if it's true or not. She's trying to get herself a real man to drive for her. And she's sitting in the woman's seat. If it's true, I don't know if it's true. After her arrest, tests reveal a relationship between the teacher and student, but she denied any sexual contact. Watch this.
After taking Formella into custody yesterday, it's understood a lengthy notes entry obtained on her iPhone appears to reference a relationship with the teen, stating, amongst other things, "We will never ever be together again. I'm not a second choice. I'm the best thing you'll ever have, even with all of my mistakes." Formella adamantly denies having sex with the victim, telling detectives, per those court documents, that everybody comes after her because she is good looking and she is just a good person who cared too much, whilst reportedly adding she knew her relationship was wrong but was unable to stop it.
Amazing, huh? What a mess. Hell on earth. You can have heaven if you work on yourself. You really can. I promise you, if you work on you, the truth will not disappoint you. The one thing I love about the truth that I didn't know before recently, and you may want to think about this, the truth will work overtime for you. It never stopped working for you. While you're sleeping, when you're moving about, when you're sitting still, when you're where you were, the truth is always working on your behalf. It cannot not work for you when you open yourself up for it. But the problem is most people don't really trust the truth. They don't even know how to trust it, but they don't trust the truth. Last word about the white woman sleeping with folks. New York Post. A Mary, Alabama lunch lady admitted to bringing a teen student to her home twice for a sexual encounter, according to a local report. We have an image of that, I think.
Correct. It reads here, Lauderdale Co. Detention Center. That's her.
And she's the last lady that took him home?
That's the lunch lady.
Been accused of taking him home.
Went to get more than lunch.
And here's the lady and her husband. They look like Alabamians. Y'all come now. Here. She's a lady. Hell on earth, folks. This is hell on earth. It's up to you if you want to stay in it or not. It's totally up to you. 888-7753-773. I already know, you don't need to remind me, that most people, men and women, all races, they love their hell. They love their misery. They do not want to overcome. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy Monday.
Thank you, Jerome. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So I was just calling today. I wanted to know about the tariffs. Do you agree with that? Like, is that something that you like that Trump is doing this go around?
100%. We have to wait and see. But I believe firmly that it's going to work. I believe firmly that America, well, some people are not going to like the Great White Hope no matter what happens, right? But most Americans will be happy. It will happen. Without a doubt.
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused when you say it will happen. Like, what are you talking about?
Jobs, lower taxes, strong military. More countries will be buying from us instead of us spending all our money buying from them. The stock market will go back up. It's going to flourish. Everything will be better. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, and, you know, I just say that because, you know, Trump and, you know, the Republican Party's initial goal with the tariffs was to bring back manufacturing jobs from abroad back to the U.S. So it wasn't really about, you know, like jobs and the things that you listed.
If you bring back manufacturing, you're bringing back jobs. People going to work again.
Yeah, but the thing is,
what do you mean by it wasn't about job? It doesn't make sense. You said bring back manufacturers, but it's not about job. How is that not about jobs?
No, I mean, it is like about jobs for in terms of manufacturing, but just in terms of historical context, tariffs have never worked the way that the people implementing them thought they were going to work. Like, they've always. What's happening with the stock market now, this is what always happened when
tariffs are introduced. But that's not true. when we had terrorists before, history says that when we did have terrorists in America, we didn't have to pay taxes. It's the terrorists that will cover that. So that's not true, what you're saying.
That's never happened. And
yes,
people
it has.
Saying that, but there's no proof of that.
What do you mean?
There's no proof. Like, you have to say, okay, with the terrorists, no taxes, but the terrorists are exactly what got us into the...
If that's not true, why did they change the Constitution at some point to get taxes from us instead of using the terrorists?
Oh, well, that's just because the government wants more money. The government always wants more money from the people.
The Treasury Secretary, Scott, said, Bessent said the U.S. could collect $300 billion to $60 billion a year in terror. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. So I'm not understanding you, Jarrell. Are you saying this is a bad thing Trump doing or a good thing?
Well, that I think you said $300 billion to $600 billion.
No, I
billion.
Asked you, are you saying that this is a bad thing? This
billion?
Is a bad thing or a good thing that Trump is doing?
Well, that $300 billion, that's
Jarrell,
the
Jarrell,
people don't get the $300 billion.
Are you saying that it's a bad thing or a good thing that Trump is doing?
I'm not replying to your comment, Bill Jesse. The $300.
Thank you, Jarrell. 888-775-3773. I don't know if he's saying it bad or good. He doesn't want to reply to that. What the? Philip, that's a light open. Out of Ohio. Philip, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. Is all well?
All is well, Philip.
Yeah, good. I'd like to... Oh, first of all, I've been on hold, so I haven't been watching it on YouTube, but the airport lady that was flipping out naked, almost certainly she's mentally ill.
It definitely got to be something wrong to take your clothes off and look like that. What's up?
Well, I didn't see, but I can tell you...
She was flat and fabby and flabby.
Yeah, that happened. People are like that.
I know,
yeah,
but if you're not fine, you can't take your clothes off in the public.
Well, the mental illness really, it really masks a lot of things, I think. And she needs help. And, you know, I think a lot of women, like I see these women at these, like, protests and stuff wearing the pink hats or whatnot. And these women need help. And I think it's hard for women to get help in our country, like these psychologists.
Why do you think it's hard for women to get help? Women get more help than men.
No, I mean, you're not really getting help if you're going to a liberal psychologist. That's kind of enabling your bad behavior.
Oh,
not
I see
really.
What you're saying. Yeah, you're right. It's the wrong kind of help, but they are there for them.
Yeah, they're not getting help. They need help. Right. They need like a conservative-minded Christian lady to help them, and that's what they need. But they resist that so much. But.
Not a Christian lady. They need a conservative-minded Christian man to help you. Women cannot help.
Oh, yeah.
Women cannot help one another.
I understand that. I know women don't help each other. Like I was talking to a chaplain one time and I said, women don't help each other. He didn't understand. I said like, hey man, it's the women that are saying, you know, you go girl, be a boss girl, work on your career girl. And then they end up being like grandmas. I mean, they end up being old ladies and they're not grandmas. They got no kids. They got no grandchildren like they're supposed to have. And women don't help each other. They really don't help each other. So I see what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Philip. I appreciate it. Take care.
Hey, well, I wanted to answer the biblical questions, what I wanted to do.
Oh, are you a single-minded person?
No. I think it's hard to be a single-minded person. I think that you'd have to be on an island. You'd have to be stranded on an island to be a single-minded person. I think that, in my opinion or whatever, and, you know, the more I think about it, the more I riff about it, the more I kind of discover what I really think about it. But the reason why we're not single-minded people is, you know, because we have to, you can have an opinion, but when you start to, like, say your opinion to other people, that's when you become, like, it's almost like a duplicit, like, mindset. Like, you can think, like, that being homosexual is not normal. But then when you're actually talking to a homosexual person, it's really hard to get that message across. So people just, you're not single-minded. You start to be nice and polite.
So to understand how you see it, are you, Philip, a single-minded person?
No, I'm not. Like I said, I'm not. I don't think a lot of people are. I think children are.
Philip, why are you not a single-minded person?
Right, because I'm not living on an island, because I'm interacting with people with that have different points of view.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to hurt their feelings. And then so you kind of now, so you do you understand what I mean? How it's hard to articulate to someone the truth, whatever my truth, whatever I think the truth is.
Do you have your own truth?
Well, I mean, there's the truth, and I try to get as close as.
Do you have your own truth?
No.
Well, why did you say my truth?
Well, I was just trying to, because I know I don't believe in all that my truth, your truth,
but
her truth.
Why did you say that there? Why did you say your truth?
I might have misspoke, I guess. I might have misspoke.
All right.
Because I've been talking, but that's just how I think about it. And, like, same thing with these other people.
Well,
like,
I appreciate that, that you responded to the biblical question. And
yeah.
I will put my two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you, Philip.
I love the show, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your support, buddy.
Have a good week.
You too. Oh, amazing. 888-775-3773. Samantha, Boston, Mass. Samantha, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Samantha.
It's good to hear you from you again. I had called a few weeks ago. And I had talked to you about when you went on the Twins podcast and talked about thoughts.
Yes.
And I had called you, and I had agreed that, like, everything that you said, that we have to admit that we're evil, let go of the anger, all of that. And you had told me, you encouraged me to do the silent prayer. And so I was, again, I was struggling with just emotions and thoughts that I couldn't really control. They were just popping up from my past. And I just wanted to call you back and let you know, well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. And I want others to know that silent prayer really works. It gave me a space to open up my emotions and let them go. It opened up a space for me to get connected closer to the Creator. It made those emotions and thoughts less frantic.
Yeah.
And it helped me to calm my mind and take those thoughts captive and know that they are not my thoughts, and just give it up, you know, just let it go. And I just wanted to tell you that it really, in such a short time, I think it's been about 2, maybe 3 weeks, it's been amazing. Amazing.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is. And that you had asked me, you said, let me know how it goes. And I just, I just wanted to call in and just encourage everybody that, you know, we are living in hell, you know, so you got to get to, I'm sorry, we got to get through hell to get to heaven.
Yeah.
And there's a way. There's absolutely a way. And I just appreciate everything that you do, everything you say, because it's true and it works.
So the first time you heard of the silent prayer was when I was on the Hosh Twins show? Thoughts of Lies?
Well, I had heard that, and I always watch you, and I did also hear you talk about the silent prayer,
right?
But I never did it until I called you.
And why had you done it prior to that?
It honestly always slipped my mind. I just, you know, I heard you say the silent, you talk about it, and then I just continue to listen to you. And honestly, I'll be completely honest, I never thought for a second, hey, stop and do the silent prayer.
Yeah.
And then when you really told me, hey, go do that. So I went right on, and I looked at one of your videos. I took notes. I wrote down everything you said. I paused it. I took down every note so that I knew exactly how to relax, exactly what to do.
Samantha, hold on just for a moment. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Quick break, 888-77-JESSE. So, this is Jesse. I want to encourage you. Do what you want. don't worry about wars, political issues, conflicts, and global instability. Don't worry about those things, all right? Those things are going to happen or not. You can't do anything about it because of the evilness, the wickedness of human hearts. They're going to do it. And people do things like this for money, for so-called power. So it's just going to be. But you could be in the world and out of it. I want to encourage you, focus on you, meaning returning to the truth. Work on your careers. God gave you the ability to work so that you can take care of yourself. And last but not least, get your investments right. Get them right. You are responsible for you as an adult. So get your investment right, which is why I'm proud to connect you with GoldCo for your precious metal investments. All right? GoldCo. Really. And for my listeners, this promo is still going on. For my listeners, thank you, GoldCo. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus ever. That's worth repeating. Qualified accounts receive an instant match in bonus silver. So I recommend you learn more about it by going to jessielovesgold.com. That's J-E-S-S-E. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Take care of you. Nobody else will. Amazing. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Though we take all calls, it's Female Monday. Let me go back to Samantha, who is now working on herself. So, Samantha, you finally started doing the silent prayer, and you started to see.
I've honestly understood now really what it means to be still and hear God's voice and just connecting with him in silent prayer and going into like a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
It completely weakens the devil and his, you know, schemes. And it's just gotten easier and easier. My life is going great. I'm starting a new career. I'm going into marketing. I'm getting a degree. And before this, I was just really bogged down with, emotions that were, depressing me. And, you know, I didn't want to give in to that anymore.
Yeah.
And So sitting in prayer and really connecting to God. And when I did it for the first time, Jesse, I'll tell you, I was sitting there in solitude for such a long time. And I did not actively start crying, but tears were rolling down my face. And wow. I felt like it was almost a release, like God was taking some pain. It was amazing. It's amazing. It really is.
Well, I want to encourage you, Samantha. And I'm telling you this not because somebody else said it or heard it in a book or anything, read it in a book. I've been working on myself for 36 years now. My organization is 35 years old. If you stay with it, I had no idea, Samantha, what would come. If you stay with it, because the truth is working on your behalf day and night, 24 hours a day. If you just stay with it, relax, and do the silent prayer and watch and go about your day, you haven't seen anything yet. The wisdom, the wisdom and the love that comes from above is mind-blowing. So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And don't let evil thoughts or other people talk you out of working on yourself at all. You stay with it, all right?
Amen. I will. Thank you, Jesse. You're awesome. I appreciate it, and I'm going to keep going.
Yes.
And I encourage everyone else, come on, do the silent prayer. Come on, start living. Get out of hell.
Right on. Take care, Samantha. Call me again.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. Have a good one.
Okay. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. And you got to go and forgive. You got to forgive. Russell out of California, New York. Russell, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson. What's going on?
All is well, Russell.
Grandpa, Russell, tell me about the good old days.
Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. We love you in the summer and the fall. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you, but you can't, just can't play no ball. Amazing.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, amazing. man, there's so much to touch on this morning. Topics are going all over the place. It's a mess. I think I'd like to start with the biblical question.
That was a Mama Mia question. Are you a single-minded person?
I was thinking about it, and I've never heard that phrase before, like single-minded, or I don't know what the other, double-minded, I'm not sure. So I'm just going to say yes, because I think I only have one mind.
You are a single-minded person?
Yes.
And why do you say yes?
I think, I'm unfamiliar with the term. Just going at it and hearing single-minded, I just don't know what that really means, I suppose.
So you're you are guessing that you're a single-minded person? What the?
I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a guess. It's just like my immediate response, you know? Just yes, I think I'm single-minded. I don't think I have two minds, you know?
And why do you think...
Or three.
Why do you think you're a single-minded person?
I think that's what I am. I think having multiple minds, I can't even imagine that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you, Russell. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, and it is an amazing question.
It's Mamma Mia.
Yeah, it's a question for those who want to wake up and take control of their own life. It's amazing.
Yeah, this was a doozy for sure. I've been rocking in my chair thinking about it.
Right on. Thank you, buddy.
Hey,
I
have
appreciate
a good day, man.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Let me 888-7753-773. Let me go to Fris out of Florida. Fris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
All is well, sir.
All right. Yeah, like I told you,
speak up a little bit.
Yeah, you can hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been realizing that lately I've been very tense, like, in my body.
Uh-huh.
So I noticed that when I was home, right? You know, when you're home, you feel at peace. You feel comfortable, right? But that's not the case that I'm realizing now. Every day I'm at home, I'm feeling tense, like my body. So when I, like, examine it, I'm not, like, want to, like, quote you verbatim or whatever, but I am seeing it for myself.
Right.
It really is the thought. Every time I get me a little thought, it don't matter what it is, positive or whatever, I feel it, like, in my stomach. Like, it's tightening up. My shoulders are tense. Like, and when I realize it, I'm like, why am I tensed up like this? I'm home. I relax. I'm, like, totally fine. I'm like... Yeah, like, again, I don't want to, like, take words of what you said. Man, I want to see it for myself from day one since I started listening to you.
Yeah.
Not that I don't believe you or anything. But lately, man, seen it for myself. Now, like, for the last couple of years, yeah, this is some crazy stuff.
But you are absolutely right, Jerome. The only reason that you're feeling tense at home or anywhere, really, you're in your thoughts. So just relax and let the thought pass, and your whole body will relax.
Yeah, there's a lot of fear as well, too. And it's bizarre, the fear that I have in my body.
Mm-hmm.
When my mind is like, how am I able to really live and, like, be happy if I can't even be happy or comfortable in my own home, you know?
Yes. Most people, nearly all people are not comfortable in their own home. Even in their own home, they feel tense. They feel afraid. They feel worried because they're in their imagination and thoughts, and they don't realize that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I also see, too, that the thought really wants me to hate it.
Yes.
And I kind of, I'm not going to lie, just this is weird. I'm going to keep with it. I love what's going on now. I thank God every day that I found you and I'm realizing this journey here. Because now, before I would feel afraid, like, what is this? This is weird. I think Jesse, you know, BS and or whatever. But for real. But now me just calming down and just try. That's my thing with my life. I never try. I always quit, right? So I said, this one right here, this little journey right here, it's like you can't quit.
Yeah.
It's weird. And once you start it, it's like you don't want to stop. You know? It's weird.
Well, because you see, once you see a light, a little light of truth, you can't go back because there's nothing to go back to, first of all, but you cannot go back. So it will be impossible.
This fair thing is amazing. But I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep going because I see there is something at the end of this. There's something. I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to expect it or nothing or make any, you know, I'm just going to watch and keep going and see what's going on because the beginning of this year, I've been all over the place, my mind, everything. But then, I don't know, lately I just, man, let me just calm down. And as soon as I calm down and I look back at everything, like, what I was going through, how I was just moving all over the place, I'm like, bro, like, what was I afraid of? Like, why was I so in my emotions? Or, like, everything worked out perfect. You know? Or not perfect, but it worked out well for me. So I'm like, what was I tripping about this whole time? And why am I still tripping now?
Yeah.
You know? Like, the thoughts really have you deep, deep, deep. I don't understand. Like, as soon as you catch it, I was like, okay, I caught it. I'm going to let it go. Literally, the next 2 seconds, it's going to flood you with something else. I'm like, yo, this is not life. This is not life. But I also like to answer the biblical question.
But let me tell you this first. Stay with it. Well, you said you're not going to give up, so stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You are now one with the truth, and the truth is changing every negative thing about you. It's changing your nature. It's changing your thoughts. It's changing everything. It is working for you even while you're sleeping. So you stay with it. That's one thing I love about the truth that I didn't know about the truth. I didn't know that it never gave up on me once I returned to it. It worked for you over time. So stay with it. Stay with it. And just stay with it no matter what.
Is it weird to sense that, though? Like, the truth has always been there for me.
Right.
Is it weird to sense that?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
Because it has always been with you. You just forgot it when you became angry. You forgot the truth and went into the lie, and that's all you remember is the lie. But now you're coming back to something that you already knew. You always have known the truth.
Nice.
Amazing. So the biblical question, are you a single-minded person?
Nah, hell nah. Excuse my French. But I'm not a single-minded person.
And why do you say no?
Because I'm like, my mind is literally everywhere. It's not in one place. You understand? Like, it's in London, it's in China, it's in France, it's all over the place. It's not in one spot. And I feel like I'm not in one spot. You know, especially when I'm in my head or whatever. Like, it drives me nuts. I don't like it.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question. and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Man, I appreciate you a lot, Jesse. You and the crew, man. God bless you all entirely.
I appreciate that. And you stay with it, man. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing. Take care.
Thank you.
Nice. Super chat. There's a line open now if you want to jump in there. 888-7753. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Moises, three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse, what are your top three favorite Western movies? Or if you don't have any favorite Westerns, what are your top three favorite movies?
What? Let's see. Rawhide, Gunsmoke, and I can't think of a third one.
Are those TV shows?
Yeah. They used to be TV shows, not anymore.
Right.
You watch those things?
I don't think I've seen either one of those.
You never seen Dodge City?
Mm-mm. I've heard about them. Kind of legendary.
And the Ponderosa. Ponderosa. You
Is
know about that?
TV show?
Yeah.
Cool.
Those were the good old days when they had a lot of cowboy shows on TV.
I do remember seeing like black and white cowboy and Indian TV show or something at my grandma's house after church on Sundays.
Oh.
As a little kid, though.
Grandma, tell me about the good old days. Derek said Gunsmoke is so good. It is.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
We won't be too particular in movie versus TV show for this question, Moises. Thank you.
Right.
Jarvis says on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, thank you, Jesse and crew. Black hands emoji.
And thank you, Jarvis. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Anthony on Cash App, the Demon Krauts have lost their minds. Have done lost their minds.
You can say that again. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Those folks gone insane. But that's hell on earth. It's another example of hell on earth. Can you imagine that we now have people in the United States of America and they call themselves what do they call that?
Palestinian Liberation.
Yeah, Palestinian Liberation Group.
Army or something?
Yeah, in America.
Or organization.
If that doesn't scare the PGB out of you, I don't know what will.
I've heard of the PLO, Palestinian Liberation Organization.
That's them. They're in America. Doesn't that sound dangerous? From a foreign country. They are now in our country. And they think we're infidels. What the? Thank you.
Very generous from Jarvis, by the way. Thank you, Jarvis.
Thank you, Jarvis.
Once again.
Yeah, appreciate Pastor your support.
Pastor Chatelet is now a monthly supporter over on the Rumble crew.
You gotta know how to rumble. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. I appreciate it.
In church, Paola gave a Red Rose sticker.
Nice. What's a Red Rose sticker?
It's a super chat.
Nice.
Super sticker.
Thank you.
Kevin says, thank you, JLP and crew.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Chris C., Jesse, thank you for pointing the right and narrow way. I forgave both my parents and do prayers, my prayers, day and night. Now my wife forgave her parents, is now working on herself as well.
Uh-oh. You about to have a marriage that will last until death do you part. If you and your wife are working on yourself, what the? Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Kohlberger Art gave a peace sign hands.
Peace out, Kohlberger Art. I like that name. Kohlberger Art.
Indeed.
It sounds like a cowboy name.
Yeah.
Mr. Dillon.
John, no message.
Thank you, John.
Pedro, tell me why.
Tell me why. Why must I wait until tonight? Tell me why. Thank you.
That was in church. Tom bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. Something I noticed about women, not all, but most, if you confront them with any bit of anger or sadness, any emotion at all, they will never admit wrong. They'll go an entire lifetime without admitting wrong. The only thing that works is perfect love. Know what I mean? Happy Female Monday.
Amazing. Thank you. Happy Monday to you.
Adler says, how do you feel about the Christians, LOL, on Cash App?
Somebody asked me that in church yesterday. It didn't make any sense.
Wait, what?
Someone asked it. Oh.
You asked it.
Somebody said it, that they didn't like the Christians because the Christians don't. They say one thing and do another, and they didn't like the Christian. You don't remember that?
I do remember people reacting to your question, how do you feel about the Christians?
What happened was a young lady responded to the guy that said that about the Christian, and then I'm like, how do you like the Christians? Because he had said that. And my thought was, the Christian is just a word. The problem is not with the Christians. The problem is with you. If you're looking out at somebody else, think about that hate. If you're mad at the Christian because you have some type of expectation from the Christian, whose fault is that?
That's my fault if I'm mad.
Right.
Yep.
The Christian didn't tell you to have expectation from them. All your problems are inside of you. It's so easy to blame somebody else.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Adler.
Yeah.
Marty, amazing church fellowship, Jesse. Keep up the good work. Much love.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Affirmative Action Friday, bought a coffee. Lord, I'll go. I have to go if I have to go by myself. If my mother, don't go. My father, don't go. My sister, nor my brother, don't go. Lord, I'll go, yeah, if I have to go by myself.
Another song?
I guess so.
Thank you.
Tom bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I already read that one. Thank you, Tom. Another from Affirmative Action Friday. If a girl from church wanted to help a brother by telling her sister, why did she tell her sister not to tell the brother? How could she help if she was supposed to keep it a secret, too? Stop the cap. It was gossip.
That's a very good question because a young lady said that her brother told her something that's really bad. So before you told her, don't tell anyone. Do not tell anyone this. And I got to tell you something, but don't tell anyone. She said, okay. And went to sleep that night. The next day, I guess she called at least the sister. The sister told somebody. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Affirmative Action Friday. They're all, like, very predictable and wrong.
Yeah.
Affirmative Action Friday says the church service is 90% women talking.
Who's counting?
Somebody who has a chip on their shoulder, maybe.
Amazing.
Shout out.
Don't pay attention to something like that. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, James will have to leave your services because he's going to start a new state just for the whites and be governor there. I'll be his right-hand man, winky face. Scott Adams is right. Thank you, Danny.
Right on. I like that idea. Amazing. Let me take a break. We're coming straight to your calls. Straight to your calls and more super chats and more news items. Right after this break, one more hour to go. Hake News is coming right now, and I'll be back in a moment.
Hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
some serious mess going on in the world. Flooding, deportations. Well, that's good mess. Good trouble, right? Good trouble. Sea lions washing up dead or sick because of that toxic algae. I feel like a liberal using the word toxic, but in this case, it's literally toxic. Whoa, interesting. Nice. No. And huskies are back on top. Well, I don't know about that. That's not real. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, Female Monday, April 7th, 2025 AD. I prefer to say AD afterwards, but I know that it's more correct to put in the year of our Lord, AD, Anno Domini 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back for the third hour coming right up. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports violent storms that swept through the central United States have claimed the lives of at least 19 people in seven states since Wednesday, so say they in reports. In addition to strong winds, hail, and tornadoes, the severe weather system dropped potentially record rainfall in areas unaccustomed to flooding. Wow. Rising water, river levels have prompted Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, to declare a state of emergency. Numerous water rescues, they took place in Colesburg area, some 30 miles south of Louisville, as the rolling Fork River rose rapidly on Sunday. Drone footage from nearby towns showed streets, fields, homes, and businesses under vast quantities of water. Evacuations and warnings have also been issued near the Kentucky River, which is expected to crest at an historic high later today. Wow. The Trump administration has until 11:59 p.m. today, tonight, to return a Maryland man, so-called Maryland man, who was deported to El Salvador in March. You heard about this on the Hake Report, at least in Hake News, I think maybe on the Hake Report, and definitely on American Anchor Baby last week. This so-called federal judge issued the order Friday after the administration supposedly conceded in a court filing that they had mistakenly deported Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia. He is currently held in a notorious mega prison. Abrego Garcia had been living in the States under so-called protected status since 2019. Some judge gave him asylum, I guess, after supposedly fleeing gang violence in El Salvador. In its filing, but they think he was in MS-13, not sure. In its filing, the Trump administration admitted ICE was aware of Abrego Garcia's protected status and that his deportation was due to an administrative error. Now the White on the Inside White House claims that they cannot get him back, and they are appealing this so-called judge's ruling. What a mess. Anyway, sea lions been washing up dead or sick on Southern California's coastline. You see footage of that from the Hake Report if you watch the Hake Report right after JLP, by the way, guys. TheHakeReport.com. Coastline due to contact with toxic algal bloom or algae bloom, often referred to as red tide. The toxin is naturally present in the Pacific Ocean. Human-caused climate change, upwelling, and land development has been feeding the outsized blooms. When the neurological toxin gets in the sea lion's food supply, it causes them to suffer from domoic and toxicosis, a condition that causes seizures, difficulty breathing, and aggressive or scared behavior. The illness has already led to the poisoned animals, although I don't see sea lions, I see seals. Is that different from sea lions? Same thing? Is that the same thing? I see seals, not sea lions. But maybe they're sea lions. The illness has already led to the poisoned animals to attack several human beings in the water. Where they, when they are affected with this toxin, they're out of their minds. So said a guy from a mammal care center in L.A., marine mammal. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Thank you. got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races. My bad, I'm a little late. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved. There is one line over you want to jump in there. We're going to move calls. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are juicy. Are you a single-minded person? Are you a single-minded person? Amazing question. That this question, folks, and if the Lord is willing and the creed don't rise, and hey, make a note, remind me, hey, is the producer of the fellowship on Sunday, remind me I want to start out the fellowship, unless there's something in between before now and then, because I never really plan what I'm going to say and do in the fellowship. I want to make sure I get right to this question on Sunday. Are you a single-minded person, right? You can, if you're busy running around, you can podcast the show anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. And everybody and their mama, if you're white. So you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast the show. But you could be listening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I want to just tell you this real fast, real fast. Thank you all for supporting our work. And thank you all for helping us to help others without me having to ask all the time. You're doing it without me having to ask. Thank you. We got a lot of work to do. We got to hire some more people. We're so busy. You have no idea how busy we are. We got to hire some more people. So thank you for donating rebuildingtheman.com/donate or 800-411-BARN and all that. 800-411-BARN. Thank you. It's Monday, the last hour on Monday, and every Monday is, and we take all calls, but the ladies are first on Mondays. Every Monday is Female Monday. All my life.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life. I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Angie, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Angie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Angie.
Nice to call you from a fellow Alabamian.
I love Alabama.
Me too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So I've kind of listened to a lot of your shows. I followed your channel. I found you about maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of what you say makes sense. So I have this one particular situation. Several friends, but predominantly one, that we've been friends for like 30 years. And this person is just like in their living hell, like every day. So how do you kind of recommend to be a supportive friend? But I feel like it's like bringing me down.
Yeah. So you have this one friend that is living in her hell every day?
It's his hell.
Oh, his hell,
yes,
every day?
It's a man. Mm-hmm.
And did you tell him he got to drop his anger?
Yes.
So, and what does he say about that?
He's like, I know I need to, but, you know, I'm just upset. It's always an excuse. I mean, I've recommended this guy to go to counseling. You know, we've talked about it. I've tried to kind of pray with him about it. He just always kind of has an excuse.
As of this day, do not have one other conversation with him about it. Don't listen to it. Don't communicate with him about it. Have nothing to do with it. Tell him you don't want to hear it. And if he tries to force it on you, tell him to stay away from you. Because he's putting his hell on you, and he's getting a thrill from it. He's getting a thrill from feeling that way. He's getting a thrill from talking about it with you and everybody else. He's getting a thrill from making you feel this or that. I warn you, do what you want. But if you don't get him out of your life, he will destroy you. The hell in him will destroy you. Get out of hell in your own.
I agree with that.
So what?
I do agree with that. I think a lot of me deep down feels kind of like you owe this person something.
You don't owe him anything.
Like a, right.
Why do you think you owe him something?
Well, I used to be in law enforcement, and so I've been friends with this person like 30 years, and like 20 years ago, I got injured in the line of duty, and really kind of my family didn't really help when I had to like, because obviously I broke my neck back then, but I've recovered, and these friends help, so it's like deep down I feel like, you know, I appreciate their help, but just kind of that final step to just be like, I appreciate your help, but I can't really put up with you anymore.
That's
right.
It's
really bringing, right.
And if he did help you, especially something in return, he didn't do it out of love. He did it out of selfishness. You, just because he helped you, you didn't make a promise to him, you know what, friend, you help me, I'm going to help you. I'm going to be around and catch all your hell. You don't owe him anything. You don't owe him anything, and if he try to make you feel that way, that's not a friend. So I highly recommend that you give him this warning. If you keep talking to me about your problems, and I tell you, you need to overcome them, drop your anger, work on it. If you keep talking to me about it, we're done. I'm not going to tolerate this anymore. And be done with him.
Okay. I can do that.
You know, and that false feeling of owing him something is just a false feeling. You don't owe anything to anyone.
Right. You're right. I'm going to take your advice. I think that's the hard step, like you said, saying it to somebody. I mean, you don't want to hurt their feelings, but I'm kind of at the point to where I'm just going to have to move on. Like you said, if he can't choose to be different, so be it.
Yeah, that's his life. Don't live in his hell with him, because he's just drawing you into his hell.
Right. I agree.
And you don't deserve that.
I agree.
And that's not
and
a friend.
No. Well, and I agree with your point that what he says, because I've noticed this with other people, that every time he helps somebody in his family, he always wants to, instead of talking about what he did, it's he basically makes himself a martyr.
Yeah.
Oh, I helped grandma. If it weren't for me, it was this. So I think you're right. When you're doing things to help, are you really helping them, or does it make you feel empowered?
That's how mothers make their they control their sons and daughters, by making them say, I did this for you. I had you. I brought you into this world. I fed you, I did this, and they make you feel like you owe them something. You didn't tell your parents to have you. And it's their responsibility to feed and take care of you. They're the one made you. You didn't make a promise to them. You know what? If y'all make me, I'm up here in heaven. You make a baby, I'm going to come down there and I'll take care of you. You don't make that kind of promise to your parents. But they try to make, especially mothers, try to make you feel guilty so that they can control you.
And she does. The mom, the husband left her 30 years, you know, when he was a kid, him and his brothers, and she's always in a constant hell, too. So yep. I see, I mean, it's obvious where he gets it from.
Yes. So you go on with your life. Don't be angry at anyone and work on you. You haven't seen anything. It gets better.
Okay. I'm going to do it, Jesse.
Okay.
Okay. Nice talking with you.
Did you have a second question you said?
I do, because okay. Out of all your shows, I never hear you answer this question, since we all know football's religion in Alabama. Are you an Alabama fan or an Auburn fan?
Good question. I'm neither.
Neither, okay. Neutral.
And the reason for, yes, and the reason for that, when I was growing up in Alabama at my school, we didn't have a football team at all. I didn't even know what football was, to be honest. And so I only played basketball and ran track and played some softball, baseball, not softball, but baseball. And those are the only sports I was familiar with. So I never really learned how football works. And when I see a bunch of guys running up and down the road for a football, it looks silly.
Well, Jesse, you might be the only person in Alabama that didn't declare your second religion.
I am. Everybody I know love football down in Alabama. You're absolutely right.
They do. It's one side or the other. That's why it's funny. I was like, I've never heard Jesse say.
What a mess.
What a mess. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Let me ask one quick question, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
Well, she's technically deceased. She died when I was 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah, forgive her. She cannot help herself.
No, but she was a good mother. Luckily, like you, I had decent parents, good home values, good upbringing in Alabama. Everybody knew their roles.
Right on. Absolutely. Nice.
It makes a difference when you have good family values.
It really does.
Yeah, so now I'm just stuck with the dad.
Okay.
God love him.
Yeah. Well, drop this friend. He's not a friend.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna take your advice. Like you said, it's his decision, right?
Yes.
You say the comment, and I think that's just where I've struggled, is to just say it.
And never feel bad about somebody's feelings, because feelings are not real, and they are not necessary. They're just there to control you.
Right.
Really. So don't let that get in your way in your own life or anyone else's feelings get in your way.
Right. You're right.
I wish you well, right, Angie.
Sounds good. Nice talking with you, brother.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. Feelings are not necessary, folks. Rick is out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Man, brother Jesse, man, I am mad at you, man. I got so much I want to talk to you about, but you talked about so many good topics, man, you know?
What are you mad about?
Because I want to talk about one particular topic, but, man, you have brought up so many good topics, man. You know what I mean?
Amazing.
You know, so that's a good thing. But, I mean, I'm literally mad. I'm just saying,
no, I know. Yeah, I get
it's
you.
It's a figure of speech, but anyway,
absolutely,
man. But I'm going to talk about this track meet, man, Austin Metcalf. And Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, that is where, for the folks who don't know, that is down in Texas. They were holding, according to a report, they were having a track meet. And some black guy had a knife on him, according to the story. And he is a white twin brother, had some type of encounter. And the black guy pulled the knife out and killed the guy. And Rick is responding to that. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, you know, man, I'm going to tell you, Jesse, to stab somebody in the heart with a knife,
I know.
I'd rather get shot. I don't want neither one of them. But if I had to die, I'd rather go ahead and get shot.
If you gotta die that way, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, if I gotta die, I would rather get shot, man.
But what do you think about the fact that this black guy went to a track meet? Why would you take a knife to a track meet?
That's what I want to know. See, that's my question. Because to me, I'm glad you confirmed that you play sports, too, so you can relate to what I'm about to say. When you play in sports, man, you know if you're going to the wrong team dugout, like if you're playing softball, you know each team got a dugout. You know when you're in the wrong dugout, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How you not know that you're in the wrong area?
Good point, Rick.
You know, that's my question. I mean, like it's just like me. We playing football, and I get the ball and run to the wrong team's touchdown, you know, and get the touchdown for them.
Yeah.
You know, how you not know that you're in the wrong dugout, man?
You know, this is why, Rick, I said on Friday that it is time for white Americans to separate from blacks and that whites would never be able to get along with black people, and that black people are angry and dangerous. They have no love for each other or anyone, and they blame white folks for their problem. Now, this generation doing it. I just think that white people need to separate and go and set up their own government, their own police force, their own business lives, and just live separately from the blacks if they want to survive in America.
You know, they ain't going to do nothing about blacks from coming and following where they at, though, Jeffrey.
But they can't do it if the white people control, like they have their own area, own part, and they have their own government, their own police force and everything. The blacks would not be allowed to come into the area, to go into their area, and they wouldn't worry about being called racist or anything because they would have their own government. And their government and their police department would support them.
Man, you know, I'm telling you, and I'm with you what you're saying on that, Jesse, but I also wish white people would stand up. Like, for example, now, I like how you said. Always have a wait to see attitude.
Yeah,
because right now you have Jasmine Rangatang Crockett up there talking about the man had a right to defend himself. How she know what happened?
Jasmine Crockett is a mess.
Yeah, man.
That's another thing about the white people starting a new government. They would have to. Mm-hmm. They would not have to let blacks into their government. There would be no blacks allowed.
You know, yeah, because I tell you what, the only thing blacks get in there and do, they get in there and try and, to me, keep blacks poor, keep them dependent on the government
before
they can keep a job.
Absolutely.
And like I said, most black parties, when they campaign, they campaign message, I lived in the hood and I ain't have no health insurance. And they just vote them in.
I know. What a mess.
You know, they vote them in, they stay in. Now, Keep your eyes on Jasmine Rangatang Crockett. They gonna catch some corruption on her. Cause see, that's why she's against Dole so much, because she ain't gotten so much money from somewhere, and they don't want Dole to reveal it.
I don't know about that, but I do know that Jasmine Crockett is a mess, and Jasmine Crockett should not be in our government and enter that.
Yep. And they send all these foreign people. Like, Jeff, I don't even believe, if you're not a natural-born citizen, you should not join our military or be able to be in our government, period. I truly believe that. I'm telling you, they join our military.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, some of them names so long, you can't even pronounce their name to save your life.
Hank is
all in our military.
Hank is telling me that he heard it was a problem when they put illiterate blacks in the government in the South as though they were a puppet for the North or something like that. So what I do notice is that the blacks who are involved in government or running white people, they are not qualified. They have no idea what they're doing. Jasmine Crockett has no idea how to run a government, how to participate in government. She has no idea at all.
All she know how to do is gaslight, and every topic comes up, she'll make it a race issue and be wrong about, like, slavery. Like, she's talking about the whites kidnapped the blacks out of Africa. No, that's not what happened. The Africans brought them first class to the Europeans.
Yeah, it was.
And she had a murder scene.
They sold the blacks in Africa, sold the other blacks to the Arabs. Sold the, I mean, the blacks sold the blacks to the Arabs. And the blacks took, the Arabs took the folks around the country, around the world, and sold them to others.
And you never hear them mention that, man. I'm telling you, man.
Because there ain't no money in that.
Well, exactly. See, that's, and you see, that's another thing, too. Look at this here. See, right now, you don't hear from Al, the Baltimore Sharp, and Benjamin Undertaker Crump. Because right now, they hurting for money, I believe. And I guarantee you, if that was the other way around, that white kid stabbed that black kid, man, Al, the brother Sharpton would take the, he'll walk down there to get in there if he has to.
It'll be a mess. Amazing.
Al, the, I mean, Benjamin Undertaker Crump, too. All of them. They have been down there protesting, talking about he cannot even compete in sports without getting killed. All that mess.
Race hustlers. Rick, thank you, man. I appreciate your call.
Hey, you too. Thanks for taking my call. Jesse, love you guys. Keep up good work. And I enjoyed the service yesterday. When I was listening to your service yesterday, man,
yes.
I'm telling you, man, I have never seen, when it comes to the church, so many people with unforgiveness and trauma, unresolved, unforgiveness and unresolved trauma, man.
All Christians are like that.
Yes. Whoa. I mean, and we wonder why we can't hear from God, because we're so busy, angry.
Absolutely.
We couldn't hear from God. He screamed in our ear. We didn't think that was an explosion.
That is so true and deep, Rick. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jesse. Love you, man. Keep up the good work, guys.
I will. Thank you. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Is it Cowley? Kyle, a first-time caller out of Florida. Kyle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Mr. Jesse, how you doing this morning?
All is well, Kyle.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to touch base on emotions and feelings. I just wanted to say thank you for all you do. You've really helped me to wake up and actually to see what's real and what's not real. And just a small example, I have a wife who travels to another country once a year to visit her family. And usually due to work, I have to stick around, take care of the house, work, and you know, do all that fun stuff, and I would get so angry, Jesse. I would be so angry that she gets to vacation and travel and spend time with her family.
Yeah.
And I tell you, the lies got so strong. It says, "Well, what if she's seeing another man while she's down there? This and that." It was hell. It was hell. And I found you, and I started listening, and I started focusing on being present. And 2 weeks ago now, she traveled down there, and I had zero feelings whatsoever.
Right on.
Zero feelings. It's truly amazing once you start working on yourself, how clear things can really be, and being able to tell what's real and what's a lie.
Right on, man. Well, if you stay with it, Kyle, you have not seen anything yet. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you can't have those emotions unless you have the thoughts first. You cannot feel those things without thought. So right on, man.
Right. Can I get a swing at the biblical question?
Are you a single-minded person?
I think that that's what everybody should strive to be. But I think due to exterior things outside of us, that it's very difficult to be a one-minded person, but we should be working towards that. I think if we're double-minded, we just don't have the clarity that we need to process things sometimes and to get through life.
And so are you a single-minded person?
I don't believe so. I'd like to say that I am, but I don't believe so. No, sir.
Amazing. Interesting. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
Amazing. I appreciate it, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Let me ask, your wife notice now that you're not all emotional about this stuff?
She does. She does. This week we also had one of our dogs. I know how you love dogs and doggy doctors. but one of our dogs had an injury, and they want to do surgery on the leg, and she's freaking out, and I have no feeling whatsoever.
Right on.
And they're talking, you know, they're talking about $6,000, but you know, if you if you're a hard worker, if you stay focused and you're smart, then whatever comes at you, the Lord's going to give you the tools, the resources, finances, to be able to get through whatever life throws at you.
Hey, that made money in the world that I would spend $6,000 on a dog.
I remember on your show one time you guys covered a story about a random couple finding a dog on the side of the road and spent all their wedding wedding money on the vet bill. Now, that's crazy. I wouldn't do it for a dog I don't know, but for my own, I got a little bit different feeling about it.
And so you're going to spend $6,000 to have a dog leg repaired?
Well, right now, I'm staying strong in faith that a miracle is coming my way because the Lord Jesus can make the lame walk again. So right now, I'm just praying over my dog that he just helps her walk again without needing the surgery. But
he will. You know,
and we'll see what happens down the road.
Yeah,
you know,
put the dog outside and let the dog walk around, and nature will help the dog.
I agree. I agree on that 100%.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Kyle. It was good talking to you.
You too, Jesse. I'll call you again and let you know how things are going. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to Joe, a first-time call out of Los Angeles. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air, Joe.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey,
good
Joe.
Good to hear from you.
You too.
I've been listening to you on and off for the past month, and I'd heard about you before in, like, previous years, but I never really sort of took the time to really sort of take in what it is you were saying or what you're,
right.
you know, what you're trying to put out there. And so, you know, this past month I've been listening, and the idea of forgiving, and specifically your mother, my mother, was something that I thought I should do. And so I kind of, I wouldn't say jumped the gun, but I was like really sort of excited and sort of afraid about, you know, how, you know, just emotions, you know, should I do it? When should I do it? And, you know, I was hanging out with my mom one day, and I just sat, you know, I guess, you know, she's been dealing with pain and, you know, just stress from life. And, you know, I hugged her and I said, you know, I love you and I forgive you. And I hope, you know, this helps you in some way, and that you're not, you know, and just thank you for giving me life. And I don't know. That's the paraphrasing really what I said, but there's other things that you've said that I should maybe say to her, but I don't know if I'm just too in my head about it and that I didn't do it right.
You didn't. Why did you deal with her in such a beta way? You don't love her. You know this and that. You will love her when you forgive her. You would love her in a perfect way and not feel subject to her, obligated to her in any way. But you don't love her right now. You hate her. Why do you just say, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for screwing up my life? Why you had to hug her? And I love you. What a beta.
Yeah, I guess just nerves and again, not hearing what you had, because I, you know, heard snippets and stuff, but that specifically, like, I'm sorry for ruining your life.
Hold on, Joe. Let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773. A quick break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. And I'll be back in a moment. Super chat's coming up and everything. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, listen up real fast. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11, and at 11, Joel Friday TV. A special today with Joel Friday TV. You're going to love it. Really, I just found out about it. He just told me, so it's not like I knew all along. But Joel Friday have a special at 11 a.m. today. You don't want to miss that. At 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. And then 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 after Joel Friday special. You don't want to miss it. And the American Anchor Baby. Then at 2 p.m., oh, we have a clip for your show, Joel? Is he saying that, Nick?
I think so.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Joel Friday?
Yep.
Watch this. I'm just finding out. Joel Friday have a special, and he has a soundbite for you.
Yeah, it looks to be a recap of the last time he did a special. Watch this.
John's going to read us the quote, and we have to answer in alphabetical order.
She plays piano sometimes.
She's foolish because she's...
No! That's how you said she's.
It's F.
Q.
Eat that up!
She wanted to be a black queen. Oh, I can't say she's.
Hot. Dr. Seuss once said, you know you're in love when you can't fall asleep.
Equestrians.
New sentence with F. D.
Oh.
This is just as bad with all the sauce.
Yeah. I never cried in my life.
If you think of, if you open it, think about it, eat. You know what I said? We go two bites.
God. Hake looking like he about to die over there.
Kevin Sorbo. What the heck? Who
actor.
Is that?
Oh. God's not dead.
She's a part of the podcast.
Actor. What movie? A show.
Roseanne Barr.
Hake is crying. He's crying.
I've never cried in my life. It tastes great, though.
Amazing. So, tell your mama, tell your daddy, telephone. Telegraph, tell a woman to tune in at 11 a.m. with Joel Friday, a special today. And then at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby.
We'll see if I even make it.
No, it looks like you
with
might
what
not.
Might be coming. I didn't sign any release forms. I don't remember agreeing it, but okay.
I just agreed out there. And then the Punchy TV, a brand new episode on Punchin' TV at 2 p.m. Watch this.
Bradley Martin's Raw Talk. He has Lily Phillips on.
Hello, my name's Lily.
That's
she
Lily.
Slept with somehow. She fell asleep so many times in a day.
First of 100. Did she do 1,000?
Which Phillips the numbers don't make sense, man. Like, the mathematics.
They're not adding up.
I don't think of mine as detrimental. I'm doing charity work out here.
What
the? She's ahead of the curve is what she is. We want this. Even the red pill guys want this. Lily Phillips is a perfect creation.
Amazing. At 2 p.m., Punchy TV, and it's on YouTube as well. So it's going to be an exciting day today. Get ready. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Joe out of Los Angeles. Joe, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if, you told me I didn't do it right.
Oh, yeah. Joe, you got to go back and deal with your mother straight up. Don't be hugging, Mom, I love you. That's beta. What's that? That's not forgiveness. You are tiptoeing around your mother. Go straight to her, shaking in your boots, and let her know, I'm sorry for resenting you. You messed up my life. You turned me against my father and all that mess. I realize now you can help yourself, and I'm sorry for resenting you.
True.
Don't be afraid. Okay. You're going to be afraid, but it'll be the last time you will ever be afraid of anyone or anything. You will never be afraid again.
Sounds good, Jesse.
So go back and deal with your mama, man. What's up?
All right.
Don't be like, Mama, I want to tell you, but I love you. Oh, Mama. Mama, can you hear me? Mama. But don't do it that way. Go straight up to her, shake it in your boot. I have been resenting you. I realize now I'm wrong. You could not help yourself. So wrong. And then God will forgive you. Don't ask her to forgive you. God will forgive you and make you free, all right?
All right.
Let me know how it goes, Joe.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good one. Peace.
I'm sorry?
Peace.
Yes, sir. Take care. Don't be afraid of Mama. Can you hear me? Let me go to Don, a first-time caller out of Detroit. Don, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well, Don. Amazing.
Good, good. Amazing. I just wanted to touch on the track meet incident.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that the boy, maybe he was getting bullied before everything started going on and stuff like that. Maybe. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. You too. Appreciate you. Maybe he just was, I don't know, defending himself, Jesse. We wasn't there. And
right.
We don't know what really happened.
But,
and
you don't know mm-hmm. maybe either. You know that black mm-hmm. boy wasn't defending himself from a white boy.
We don't know for real, though.
Black boys are not afraid of white boys.
I seen a couple things on the internet where, like, they both were taking pictures and different stuff like that. So it's kind of hard to say. And I just don't want to just say that he was just wrong for, you know, kind of maybe defending himself. We really
but
don't know what happened.
But you're doing a maybe again. And if he were being bullied, why, according to the report, why would he the black boy want to hang out in the white boy's tents?
Yeah, that was another thing that I was thinking about, because I've also ran track and did stuff like that, and you know, I guess you go to the same school, you get to hang out where you want to hang out, or maybe it wasn't.
No,
the same
it was a different school. It was a different.
Oh, it was a different school.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to be under there.
Right,
he really wasn't supposed to be under there, and I don't agree with him bringing a knife to the track meet either. I don't agree.
And
with that.
They said that the black boy was bullying the white boy. In his own tent.
Yeah, it's real difficult to say because
it's like going
brother.
To a white community, moving into a white community, and now you want to bully the white people.
Yeah, that ain't gonna fly. I already know that. That's not gonna fly.
So let me ask: do you agree with me or not that it's time for white people to separate themselves from the blacks?
I'm gonna have to agree with you to a certain extent, though.
And what's that?
To the fact to where it's like, if you wanna do something with the white folks, you can. Cause like you say, not all, but most. Some of them got problems, some of them don't. But if you can see which ones that don't got the problems,
some
and which
black,
ones
you
do
said
got
some
the problems,
black people have problems and some black don't.
Both.
But
both.
How are you gonna tell which black is the good one?
I guess conversations and seeing who's who and
oh yeah, so you're gonna walk up to him and say, "Hey, Black, I want to talk to you, but
I want to
play with you first. I want to play with you, but I gotta find out if you're the right one."
So like, okay, if we on the court or whatever, and we playing basketball, and he fouling me extra hard, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be cool with him for real if he ain't cool after the fact. Like that's something he got to deal with, and that's something wrong with him. But if you can come back and be like, you know, it's just a game, we cool, we can move forward peacefully.
But Black people don't operate that way with white people because they're so
angry. They don't operate
that way.
I agree with that. And that's
that white people, it's time to separate from the Black. Go to certain areas of this country and build your own government, your own police force, your own rules and regulations, and don't allow the Blacks to even cross the line into where you are.
I can see where you're coming from with that. I can see that. But that's what Martin Luther King was doing, though.
What?
He made integration happen like that, right?
What he did was made the Blacks and the White come together by force and not by choice.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't agree with that.
Right.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that 100%. And I don't agree with everything you say, Jesse, but I listen to you and I agree with some stuff you say, like coming back to the father, forgiving your mother and stuff like that. I agree with that. And
Come back to your phone.
One day I'm trying to gain the strength to actually go to my mother and do that stuff that you're saying.
Come back to your phone.
I'm trying my best.
Done. Hey, Don. Hello?
Yeah, Jesse, my bad. What'd you say?
You're not going to, the strength is not going to come until you face your mother. You're going to have to face her in trembling and shaking. And then just tell her, hey, I've been resenting you because you were dominating or you hated my father. Just tell her, and then the courage will come. You're not going to get the courage until after you deal with her.
Yeah. And I feel like that. Like, I'm shaking talking to you, but it's taking a lot out of me to, you know, just talk to you regular and, you know, try to tell you what's going on and how I'm feeling about certain things, you know?
How old are you?
31.
Oh, yeah. You got to face your mama, and then you would never be afraid. You would never have to shake again. I promise you that.
Yeah, I'm thinking so, too. I appreciate that.
And how about your father? Is he still living?
Yeah, he's still living. I'm real close to my dad.
Oh, good. And why did he protect you from your mother?
Because I think he was scared of her, too. He done got remarried and everything like that. So, yeah. I mean, I could see exactly what you're saying with my own situation.
Yeah.
I kind of can correlate it and see what you're saying, like exactly what you're saying. So that's why it's so scary for me, because you don't even know me. And I feel like you speaking directly to me sometimes with some of the stuff you say, you know? So it's scary, man. It's scary. I'm not going to lie to you. It's scary. But I'm going to find that strength, and I'm going to find that courage and actually do that, because I want to be with the Father. And
right,
I want to, you know, I want to do stuff like that. So I'm working towards that, Jesse. I am.
But I want to remind you, you're not going to find the courage or the strength to do it. You're going to have to do it in your weakness. And then in your weakness, you will be made strong. So you got to do
it,
even though you feel nervous and fear and all that. You let that feeling be there, but you do it anyway, and then you shall be made strong.
Got you. That makes sense.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Good talking to you.
You too.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super chat. Super chats.
Five coffees from Soul Conscious. Jesse, amazing Sunday's church. Wish I had 5 minutes to get it off my chest, too.
So Sunday, I had a lot of folks to talk to us for 5 minutes. And really what I wanted them to talk about, and one lady did it perfectly, what they've learned, what they had to overcome, what they've been dealing with about that. And it went well. It was fine. If you missed it, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing. Thank you.
Samuel on Cash App. Who are you? Free.
Nice. Thank you, Samuel. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Yeah. Mindful Maverick on Buy Me a Coffee. Hey, Jesse, I'd love to hear about your experience when you first moved to L.A. in 1968. What was it like growing up as a young black person navigating life at that time? Also, what was the 70s like for you?
I ain't going to be remembering that. What the? I can tell you, though, moved to L.A. in 1968 at the age of 18. It was like going from the plantation to paradise. California was so pretty. Trees, palm trees, opportunities everywhere. The jobs just all over the place. Little or no crime. Homeless people were almost unheard of, right? When I first moved here. And it was absolutely amazing. I thought I was in heaven. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Not that coming from the plantation was a bad thing. It just didn't have as many opportunities and things like that. I would come into a big city, so it was definitely fun. I can't remember the 70s right now. I would have some smoke on that. Thank you, though. Thank you.
Thank you, Mindful Maverick 00. Anthony on Cash App. Monday for finicky females.
Amazing. Thank you.
John, happy Monday. All remains well, regardless of the hell controlling most others. Silly times. Thanks for sharing, JLP and crew.
Amazing. Thank you.
CC777, I believe young man was looking for trouble, now prison.
Otherwise, why would he have a knife at a trap meet? And then the first thing he died, I don't know about the first thing, but right away stabbed somebody with the knife, according to the report. Why? Do you know how many track meets I went to growing up in high school? And they were all amazingly fun. And we went to high schools, different schools all around the country, the state. And never did I see anybody fight. Never did I see anybody hit another person with a baton. Never did I see anybody bring a knife. I didn't even know you could do that. You like high school or college, it's fun. What's up? Amazing. Thank you.
Birdie Bound Brian. Mama used to say, boy, you got a one-track mind.
Thank you.
Don't think that's what the biblical question meant.
I know.
Raul says, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Raul.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric, three coffees. Jesse, true or false? Fat people don't know God.
I don't know. Maybe there's some fat people working on it now, on themselves now. Indeed. So I don't know. Thank you.
Jitsu James bought a coffee. Jesse, please let the next t-shirt be, if you take your clothes off, at least be fine. Wow, Jesse, I needed that laugh. I spit out my coffee.
How are you going to take your clothes off at a public place and you fat and out of shape? What the? At least be fine and not fat and flabby with some big old woman drawers on. No bikini or nothing.
Hey,
if you gotta see it, do you want to see a fat woman take her clothes off at the airport or a nice, fine, skinny woman?
Mitt bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, love from Australia. Alpha. Going to call from another day and respect female Mondays. Oh, you can call even during female Monday, man?
Yeah.
Listen every night now and watch my first church this week. Found Bond on YouTube thanks to Hake. Just wanted to say love from Australia on Female Mondays. Also, did you know in every brain is measured alpha, beta, theta, and delta waves? Nice.
I'm going to go to Australia one day. I really am. I want to see down under. Really. So I'll be coming.
Always watching for the land of Oz.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Mitt. Lin Yen Chin. Hake was born with a head full of hair and a smile from Chuck Norris. Joel's toes twinkled in God's grace, so all the ladies can adore him, gently wrapped in the blue blouse of fate. Nick was born at the end of a glittering rainbow.
Thank you, amazing.
Lin Yen Chin.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
This is not an answer to the biblical question, but he just says, double-minded means fragmenting, not literal doubled over, like folding. Hey, like Hake doubles over in laughter at our foolish sense of words. FYI.
But he's not responding to the biblical.
No.
He's just telling us what He believed.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Tim Scott, the real one, not the rhino, on Cash App. April just feels white donation.
That's right. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate your help.
A generous 11 at coffees from someone. I was lost in the wilderness, didn't know I was lost. Your wisdom, forgiveness, and the silent prayer lit the path within me back to the Father. Thank you, Jesse. Everyone, check out the Bond Church archive.
Our fellowships are literally a gift from God. I have nothing to do with it, folks. I really have to tell you, I'm sure most people know it now, but I'm just there. I'm the teacher there being taught by the teacher from within, but I am learning too, really. That's me, like yesterday when we had 5 minutes taught by some people there, you have no idea what I got from that. Zero. It was so much fun. A friend of mine called me up after that, hey, and he was at the church. He was like, Jesse, I went through so much hell yesterday at Cherry White. You were letting the other people talk 5 minutes. He was like, I ain't want to hear from them. I want to hear from you. I would hate that. I want to, yeah. He was like, but then I realized now after church, he was wrong.
Indeed.
He's like, I should be able to listen to anyone, but he was so selfish. He was just all about himself, but he realized all the hell that was in him.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Terrible.
Oh, amazing. Terrible.
Harmony Grits, shout out to the experts, American flag emoji.
Thank you.
These people, but a super chat. Charlotte got it wrong. People love their ignorance as much as their hell and covet negative perceptions. Never do for others without expectations. Judging others from your own perspective is revealing.
Nice. Deep and nice. Thank you.
Shortcake Strawberry, Jesse, just wanted to thank you for everything.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.
And Heat.
Stay with it.
Bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Who?
Biblical question. And Heat.
From the, are you a single-minded person?
I am.
Nice. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Cornerstone, don't bring a knife to a gunfight or track meet.
Definitely not to track meet. Oh, amazing. Can we stop there?
Yeah, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you. I'm looking at the clock here. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Frank. Frank, a first-time caller out of Massachusetts. Let's see here. Hold on. Frank, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Jesse. Long-time watcher, first-time caller.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason I wanted to call is just listening to that last man, last young man call in, Don, to just listen to him kind of try to sow doubt and make excuses for the stabbing of a teenager is just the reason why so many of us want to, you know, reinstate segregation. You know, it's not something that we're comfortable dealing with anymore. And I think so many of us that have been made aware of what's going on in our society, we understand that, you know, the Jews that run our society have weaponized black people against white people. And it's not that we hate Jewish people or that we hate black people, but we just recognize the reality that it is. And while so many black people embrace this, being green-lighted to be violent and to be hateful and everything, while they continue to do that, we can no longer subject ourselves to it. You know, we don't deserve it, and neither do the people that are, I think, unknowingly committing it. You know, I think so many people, if they really had an understanding of what it was that they were inflicting on others, they wouldn't do anything like it, you know. So
let me
for
add,
their own benefit
because of
and
time,
ours, we would want to separate.
Yeah, because of time, because of the music plan. Why are there white people blaming the Jews and act a victim with the Jews? Don't they see that plan of victim is going to only get you deeper in your hell, as it has done with the black? Why are there white people blaming somebody else?
Well, I think you bring up a great point, and I don't think it's a matter of blaming someone else.
It is blaming.
Not at all. Well,
as an adult, anytime you blame anyone, to your parents or anyone, then you're playing victim. There's never a reason to play victim.
And you're right. And I think, trying to search for someone else to put the blame on is wrong. But
right, because you just said that the Jews weaponized the black. But first of all, that didn't happen. Secondly, if it had happened, you can't blame the Jews for that. You have to blame the blacks. What was wrong with the blacks that they would turn over their lives to somebody and let themselves be used in that way, in the same way whites are saying that they turned their lives over to the Jews? You're not supposed, we were not created. And I understand, Frank, you're right, and that whites really need to separate, go back and build their own lives, because they don't have a chance in America. But they are making a mistake by playing victim, because if they build, and I hope they do, separate from the black and build a white country, they're going to turn on each other once they move into that white country, because they already feel like victims.
The only reason why I would say, yeah, I'm just drawing attention to that, is it's not to blame someone else. It's to hold the party responsible that's responsible for it.
But
just
they're
like
not even responsible. It's like with the, and I hate cutting you off, but and I want you to call me
again.
Yeah,
no, it's okay.
I want you to call me again, though. But
thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, it's like the blacks, the civil rights leader really set the blacks up. But I can't blame them, because if the black has held on to their independence as individuals, they could not even be taken over by the civil rights movement who were black. You know, we just can't. It's abnormal to live a life as a victim. It's not. God didn't create us that way, and we should not be living that way.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Jesse.
But Frank, call me again on this. It's so interesting, all right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Right. Will do.
Okay. I'm out of town. The hate out of time. Not out of town, but out of time. The hate report coming up now. And then Joel Friday, he has a special today at 11. You don't want to miss it. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon on YouTube and Rumble. And then Puncher TV at 2 p.m. Thank you all for your support and everything. Callers, Charles and others out of Michigan. Michigan. I am totally out of time, folks. I'll be back tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, Country and Western Tuesday. Take care.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.